This is a lecture and auditing demonstration by L. Ron Hubbard given on the 16th of October, 1953. Its title is, Why a Thetan is Stuck in a Body, Part 2. This tape is 20 minutes long. Reproduced by Golden Era Productions.
Okay, it's the October 16th demonstration on this A-meter. Two mothers have blown up. All right, have two more babies. Have two babies. Hold up two things. Now the mother's blow a thing. How's that? Evidently, getting a slight reduction on this grid. It isn't in business flagrantly over these areas. Fascinating. Okay, have two babies, and have the baby's father grabbing the baby by the upper lip and the guts.
Yeah.
Now have the baby blow the father.
Yeah.
Okay. Now throw that into yesterday.
Yeah.
Okay. Have two babies. Two things. Have the babies blow the things. Okay. Have two babies. Have them make two things.
Have them make them?
Have the things now make two babies.
Yeah.
Have those two babies make two babies. I have those two babies make two babies.
Yeah.
I'll blow them all.
Yeah.
Okay. Did, any things out of your lip feeling?
Yeah, and there's also a feeling as though the back of my head is trying to blow over.
Nulls now on areas which were crying before. All right, let's put these two babies behind you.
Yeah.
Put the two things jumping them.
Yeah.
And the two things rush away with them.
Yeah.
And as they rush away, have them blow up.
Okay.
Two babies behind you.
Yeah.
Two things grab them.
Yeah.
Babies, things rush away.
Yeah.
Have them blow up.
Yeah.
Two more babies. Two things.
Now
the baby's blown. Okay. Two more babies. Two more babies. This kind of a black explosion.
Okay, quite another
one. Okay. Now you still hot?
Yeah.
Now down underneath you, put two babies.
Yeah.
Two babies.
Under my feet?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And have the baby's blown the babies on.
Okay.
Above your head.
Mm-hmm.
Two babies.
Mm-hmm.
Two babies.
Mm-hmm.
Blow them all
up. Okay.
Blow up all the debris.
Ooh, gee. Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Now, there's any change of feeling?
Yeah, I've got a hell of a pain in my left leg.
You have. Marked narrowing of this ridge on the upper lip.
Down to about this much.
Yeah, fascinating. All right, two babies.
Yeah.
Two thetans.
Yeah.
Blow them.
Okay.
Two babies.
No.
Two things.
Hey, where you want me to put these picking?
No.
Okay.
Where are you putting
them? That was all named.
Where?
That one was in front.
You put the front back?
I had two babies and two things in front. I was trying to put the next one back and the next one down and the next one up.
Blow up anything you got there, no?
Wow!
All right, let's see what that lift bridge is like. Changing.
This thing down here, ooh, flashed around this way and across the lift.
Mm-hmm.
But when he said, blow up anything you have, anything now, there's this big black mass.
Okay, put a black explosion in.
Yeah.
Have ring a baby standing around.
Okay.
Have him keep putting black patches on the back of your head.
Yeah.
And blowing them up.
Yeah.
One right after the other.
Okay.
Okay, blow them all.
Okay, the somatics now.
All right, put two babies and two things.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Yep.
Two babies, two things.
Mm-hmm.
Put together two delivery rooms.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Yeah.
Two delivery rooms full of doctors.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Okay.
Two more delivery rooms above your head.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Yeah.
Two delivery rooms below you with big lamp globes.
Yeah.
Blow them up.
Yeah.
Delivery room on each side of you, full of babies?
Mm-hmm.
Wall them.
Yeah.
Delivery room above you and below you, each one full of babies?
Yeah.
Wall them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Delivery room on your right, delivery room on your left, mm-hmm. both full of mothers?
Yeah.
Wall them.
Yeah.
Delivery room full of fathers?
Yeah.
Wall them.
Yeah.
Two delivery rooms full of fathers, wall them.
Yeah.
Three delivery rooms full of doctors.
Yeah.
Ballman.
Yeah.
Four delivery rooms full of doctors.
Yeah.
Five delivery rooms full of babies.
Yeah.
Six delivery rooms full of babies.
Yeah.
Smash them all together.
Yeah.
Makes one.
No.
Hit them hard.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, what a flash.
Now let's see how we got here. First, you know we're proceeding on the assumption that we are measuring the ridge.
Maybe it's a shade close.
Hmm? What?
Maybe it's a shade close this morning there.
How do you feel?
I feel fine.
Is the heat gone?
There's still quite a heat. Radiating back this way.
Babies with things attached to their backs. Pitching them into hellfire.
The ladies, the thetans, or what?
The whole works.
The whole works, all right.
Keep throwing into hell. The tarot is full of them now.
Got big delivery vans.
Let's go more.
All three trains.
More.
Rocket ships full. Yeah. Ocean liners full. Yeah. Railroad trains full.
Lots of
whole worlds at the time full. Okay. As universes.
All right, I'm going to take all that fire and send all that energy that
to yeah.
smash it in such a waste of water.
Wow! Yeah.
You get a somatic?
No somatic, but I got a, unless you can call that flash a somatic, I got a flash through the eyes.
Good. This thing is really nice and active. It's probably an old marker if it's on the front of the pack. I wish you were on heat here. Besides this thing, maybe I can make this into an E here. How about babies?
What about
babies?
Yeah.
Babies.
Mm-hmm.
How about babies? Anything about babies?
Oh, I got a beautiful video of a black box shining with fluorescent light. Purple fluorescent light.
Good. Oh, yes, this always turns up an assumption. You know, they come there anyway. Make a duplicate.
Yeah.
Blow it up.
Yeah.
Make another duplicate up to blow it up.
Okay.
Another duplicate up.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
I'm blowing them up each time.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's supposed to be going.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Another one.
Yeah.
Fill the room for them and blow them up.
Yeah.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one.
Mm-hmm.
Another one. Okay.
Last one blew up the black explosion.
All right. Take and mark up in two masses all the auditing you ever had.
Yeah.
Duplicate the two masses.
Yeah.
Slam the four on the earth.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the matter?
A lot of heat came out.
Oh. Okay. I'll just take another few of this. We're just testing to find out what it does. I'm going to try to show you what it does. Jesus Christ. And it's lighting up his whole face. It's like mad. Jeez, no nose.
This lecture and auditing demonstration is continued on side two of this cassette.
Now tell me, is there a somatic on your face?
Yeah, it extends from about here. It's faint. It extends from about here up across here.
Put another one out
there.
Duplicates of it and throw it in the fire.
Duplicates of what? Of
this whole mass.
Mass? Okay.
whole mass from your face and shove it outwards hard enough to make it explode when it gets out there.
Yeah.
Okay, does it matter still?
Yeah, but the heat's flaring up more than ever. I like that there's heat radiating up all around up there.
Okay, put on more heat.
Okay.
More heat.
Yeah.
More heat.
Yeah.
More heat.
Yeah.
I'll stuff it on the black womb.
Black womb?
In a black womb, that's right. Put it all in the black womb.
Okay.
Blow up the black womb.
Okay.
I take all this heat,
mm-hmm.
get it more intense.
Mm-hmm.
Now take a duplicate of it and put it in the black womb.
Yep.
Another duplicate, put it in another black womb.
Yep.
Another duplicate, put it in another black womb.
Yep.
Another duplicate, put it in another black womb.
Yeah.
Blow them all up.
Yeah.
Now let's see.
Subsided.
Okay, let's put some more heat in the black womb. Put some more in the delivery room.
All right.
Let's put some on Mars.
Okay.
Let's put some in the room.
This one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, let's take all that heat and turn it into frigid coldness.
Okay.
Turn into heat.
Yeah.
Turn into coldness.
Yeah.
Turn into heat.
Yeah.
Coldness.
Yeah.
How's the heat to your hand there?
Gone.
Okay. How's your face fit?
Fine.
How's the back of your head sit?
It's still here.
There it is.
As a matter of fact, it's going from here all the way down to here.
Oh, so?
Yeah.
All right, put a thetan over you.
Yeah.
Another one.
We put one over the body?
Yeah.
All right, I got two of them.
Three?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yeah.
Another one?
Okay.
Another one. And I start pulling them out over your feet.
Pulling them out like feet?
Yes.
Another one.
Put another one over your head now.
Pull them
on. Okay. Okay, I take this whole mass and crush it in real tight.
Yeah.
All right, now just pick it up and throw it out the window.
A pleasure.
Okay, still got that somatic?
Well, still out the window there. I think I better blow it up.
Well, I'll put about four more like it out the window.
Yeah.
Blow them all up.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whew. Yeah, that's it.
Well, let's see here. We'll see if we get any change registry on the machine.
Well, tell you, this thing looks like a radioactive globe.
It's all the same, 100% light for this machine.
How about a screen moving in with that?
Hmm?
What is a screen moving in there?
I don't know, but listen, you're monkeying around with machinery here. You're monkeying around with electronics, which is trying to find out the significance of you. You got that? And any time you go in for something which is trying to find the significance of, well, you're having a lot of fun. Your complexion has changed color.
And I'm not surprised.
That's as good. That's good enough for me. If you feel pretty good, don't you?
I feel one.
Well, all right. This
might be backwards.
That's what I was getting to. That's right.
You were having me do that stuff.
It's very well that a pinched neuron on a dead normal, that is a person who is a normal, see, a pinched neuron might be the only thing which set up enough excitation to represent Well, now we probably should continue with this. In order to establish what happened. But this whole man is in a very live state right now. I mean, we're getting contact on the machine all over. It's fascinating. By the way, the machine is registering on me on exactly the places where I drop ridges to keep a body in place. It's registering across those areas. And it's very easy to get a body to behave simply by putting a ridge on it. You don't need beams on bodies. You should drill preachers not to use beams on bodies, so don't use me for an example. But it's very easy to do, because you don't have to think to do it. When I'm standing up talking to people and so forth, it becomes very, very simple to do this, because then all I have to do is activate the voice. The body is geared to make hand expressions and so forth, and it does so automatically. to vary with the force of the voice. So this machine is registering on these ridges, there is no doubt about that, but it's registering in areas where there's live energy. So that just gives you an idea of what you're up against. I'm just showing you your offhand. We get something and it registers something or other, and then we have to go to work on it and find out. There's a distinct possibility here, all of a sudden we turn up the distinct possibility, which the machine may be alive. When only the machine may be most alive when the person's most alive. That would be a good Q&A answer, which is the way it should be. See? Let's stand up. I said I wanted to go over some other things this afternoon. There isn't any real point in going over these things today. But there is this point. There is definitely this point. Your auditing is much too slow. It is but horrible. Slow. Your pre-clears shouldn't be rushed. This is perfectly true. Shouldn't be perfectly true. But you shouldn't audit on a level of as little action as you're auditing. Now this comes with speed. This comes with increase in speed in the person. And it tells one immediately what the index level is that has to be worked on. It has a lot to do with whether or not the auditor is alert. If the auditor is sitting there alert, the preacher just starts to speed up more or less automatically. You're auditing too slow. I don't mean that as a criticism. I mean as a downright libel for something. If you want to, you can... take a little tape recorder on your auditing, and it would go something like this. Well, let's put that over on the left side. Okay. Well, blow it up. Now let's put one over on the right side. You set one practically spins in at this point. He just sits there just dying. He's just plain murdered. But now you try to speed up a cycle so it's really plowed in, and you would audit much more slowly than that if you audited him at all. But when you did have his attention, go like that. Audit when you've got somebody's attention. Now you get some of this taste of pace. And that's what it amounts to, the taste of pace. Would you like to take just a little a very short break and let me give you a little example of drill? Would you like that?
Yeah.
Okay, why don't you?